and I was out on the field, like working with animals, fencing, learning about like all these new topics of ecosystem regeneration. And I'm mostly interested in the things that are going on, like directly connected to the land.
I was quite lost, and I felt a lot of loneliness and sadness about the general state of the world. I was really searching for something meaningful, something different. I started my regenerative journey 3 years ago, and since then, my life has changed so much. I've been learning about ecosystem regeneration, entrepreneurship, how to use and develop my skills to contribute to regeneration. I've explored and experimented with different enterprises, and I even started my own business. Of course, there has been a lot of hardships and challenges along the way, but the amount of meaning, purpose, and adventure this path is providing makes it all worth it.
Hello and welcome to the Permaculture Vine podcast. My name is Cormac Hargan, and today we have, how do you say it, Anna Fundin?
Yes, Anna Fundin.
Fundin. Nice to meet you, Anna.
Nice to meet you.
Do you just want to give yourself a quick introduction, please? Just a short one, and then we'll...
Just an introduction, yeah. So my name is Anna, and I'm currently in Sweden, and quite new into this regenerative entrepreneurship. So I just kind of started my entrepreneurial journey. And so we are working on a project here in Sweden that is very exciting, that I'm going to talk more about, I guess, in the program. And yeah, generally, I'm just interested in to learn everything about inner development and this age of regeneration and how we can create better solution for from now and for the future.
So you
that's
said,
a short
So you said you're quite new to the regeneration entrepreneurship. What were you doing before that?
So before, if we take it quite long back, I come from a background of working in social work, so taking care of people, and also in tourism. But it has always been a lot about service for me. And then I was supposed to study in university, but I quite quickly figured out that that was not the path for me. Like, I really struggled with the whole, to sit and read a lot and writing. I struggled with it. And also living in the city, I struggled with. So I kind of had to leave that. This was in the middle of my 20s. And then what I see it as my kind of real journey, or how it feels, because then my spiritual journey started, and it was a big search for myself. Like, who am I? Why am I here? How can I contribute to this life? Like, how can I do something meaningful in this world? Because everything where I came from looked so gray, and so like I could not find a proper job, because nothing interested me in what was offered at that time. So I went on a long journey, and it was a lot of like learning about meditation and yoga and myself and creativity. And there also I got a bit introduced to permaculture. But I was just curious about it. But somehow I could not get in. I applied for some programs and this, but I didn't get in, and I didn't have the money to get a course back then. So I was never really into it. I just knew that it was something, because the more I went inside and learned about myself, the more I also realized that I wanted to take care of this earth and the humans and the plants and everything around me. So that was so to take it to my late 30s, I'm 34 right now. So like when I was 31-ish, I was looking for some kind of community, because it was at the time of the corona pandemic, so I could not travel anymore. So I kind of felt forced to be in Sweden. And then I was searching for some kind of community, and I was looking for actually a kind of a permaculture community, and a place where they were interested in this whole inner development and things. And what I found, so I wrote out on Facebook that I'm looking for such, and then a regenerative agriculture community answered me and took me in. And that was the first time I was introduced to regenerative agriculture and holistic management with livestock. I really fell in love with that, like working with the animals and regenerating the ecosystems and just the way that that community talked about things. And that's where I met my partner that I live with today. And that's when I also felt like I started the regenerative entrepreneurship journey, because that's when I started to learn about entrepreneurship. And yeah, I think it was the first time I was introduced to the word regeneration. Before it, I had not heard it. So, yeah, that's...
Right, so let's start back at that. So you did start with, it's a different angle for permaculture, because you started within yourself, and that's how you discovered, was that how you discovered permaculture?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people find it through gardening.
Yeah, no, I started with, it was a search for the self, and then permaculture came into that for some, yeah, in some way.
Yeah. Do you want to tell us more about that, or?
I don't know. No, not for now, Art,
yeah.
I think. I don't know.
So
nothing coming up particularly, but yeah.
Yeah. So let's start about, so you put an ad out on Facebook and you joined the, you were brought into this community. Do you want to tell us about that and how you went from, I take it, no gardening, no farming background, straight on the regenerative agriculture?
Yeah, so I had a little bit of, because I was working in, did some farm work in Australia. So that's where I learned like how horrible the industry is. So I learned the, you know, the ugly side of it through that kind of farming. And I also, I was at some places where they had a little bit of permaculture going on as well. So, but not a lot of not a lot of experience in that. But yes, so then I came to, because we live in a part of Sweden where it's also, the season of growing vegetables is very short. I mean, it's possible. And where I live, it's very short and it's very cold. So it's just hard for us to grow, you know, fruit trees or this or that. But anyway, I came to that community and I just remember like meeting the animals, like walking into the room and being with the animals. It was sheep that they had. I just sensed like a peace in myself that was, because also then at that stage, I was almost about to take the path of studying to become a kind of a nurse, like a nurse assistant. And I was also inside and like a lot, and I felt, oh my God, this path is not for me. So coming to that community then and meeting those animals, and like it was just a sense of I belong here. This feels like home. This feels right. This is where I should be. So then I kind of, so my partner, what I met, we also clicked quite immediately. And I just started to hang out there, and I kind of moved into him like 2 weeks after. Everything went very quick because it was just this sense of a bit coming home and, you know, talking to those people and feeling like a wow, they understand me, and just yeah, just it was a good start. So I spend Actually, then I just stopped my the studies I was gonna go into, and I kind of moved into that farm, and I was just sorting out and leaving the things I was no longer interested in, and I started to learn about this, and I was out on the field, like working with animals, fencing, learning about like all these new topics of ecosystem regeneration, and I there was so much new learning coming into my system. I was also kind of like vegan, vegetarian when I was stepping into this. So it was also a whole new, like, it's been very existential journey of like what kind of right I have to eat animals and dairy, and like, can I do that? So it's been a big journey in that as well. But for somehow, when I was out with these animals and like felt the impact that they have on the land and like learning as well, somehow I took also the decision, because it's what is close to me in the where I live. It's what we can produce of this land in the context that we are in. So I also started to eat meat, like not crazy. I still like love to eat vegetarian, but I have maybe a bit bigger respect for also eating meat now.
Yeah, I think that's you've done it the right way. So you've seen how animals can be mistreated, and then now when you're living in regenerative, you see how they're important to the land, how they do regenerate the land. It's nice to share that viewpoint that, you know, you're eating meat that's been respected.
Yeah, exactly. And it's still a thing that's sometimes going on inside of me, but I love them so much, and I really love to work with them on the land, and it feels like such an important job. So I could not do it. And then it's all about these things, like, because I have been thinking, like, yeah, but can I work with them on the land and but not, you know, having to kill them basically and let them live. But then it's all about this kind of financial, like, how do I feed them in the winter, because it's so expensive with the with buying the hay and everything. So it's a challenge that I'm facing, and I'm working with it every day. And so far I have not been in the position where I have to be the one that chooses. I have just worked with other people's animals, and I have, you know, borrowed animals, rented animals, and like herded them in the land. So I have only done the land work, which feels, so I have not yet been in the position of having to make that decision of you may live and you may not. So I don't know how I will handle that in the future, but it's a journey to be discovered.
Yeah, at least you're doing it consciously. I think most people are going through life unconsciously and just loving. So that is a good thing. What's your favorite thing that you learned on the farm, or the, is that what they call it, a farm or community?
Yeah, I think my, so last, it was not last summer, it was 2 summers ago. So my partner made a kind of a, what do you call it, collaboration, maybe you could say, with a goat farmer that lives here where I live right now. So he took those kids, that, because normally the goat farmers kind of this is a bit of a sad and sensitive story, but this is also the hard truth. And so they remove the kids from day one from their mothers so that they can milk the goats. Yeah. And when I say remove, like, they slaughtered them. And so what my partner did was that he, instead of slaughtering those goat kids, he took them, or how to say, lend them, one can say, and took them in for a summer to regenerate the land with them, and also let them grow a bit so that they also could become a bit of food instead of just going to waste, you know, like they can also be food, and also do this like regeneration of the land. Which I have also seen. We have another enterprise called RegenSense that monitoring the land, the vitality of the land from 1 year and after the grazing. We see like how much more carbon is stored, how much more biodiversity, water cycle, all these kind of things. So just from 1 summer with these goats that we did grazing, herding in the forest, like the I just seen a short, like more information is coming, but it made a big impact. So to back to the favorites, it was really being out. We stayed in a kind of a chalet, it's called in Sweden, so off-grid cabin, like was out with the animals like 6 hours of the day, kind of like just herding and walking with them in the forest, coming back home, you know, making a fire, build them a paddock for them to rest, staying close to the animals, really, you know, tuning into this, just feeling this super closeness to the land and the animals, and how I can really have a positive contribution. That was one of my favorites, because I mean, it was also a lot of hard work and sweaty and, you know, like cursing at the fences and your mosquitoes biting you everywhere. But it's just generally it was like one of the biggest experience I've had, because it felt so real. It felt so very, very real.
Yeah, no, that's great. So is it an open community? Can anybody visit? Do you take on woofers, or is there an
So,
opportunity?
me and my partner, we moved from the first farm that we were where we kind of met, and we bought we moved to the village where the goat farmer that was living. So now we bought our own kind of property here, and we are setting up, you know, like kind of a container and the framework for how to, in an effective way, invite people into our ecosystem. So that's what we have been working on for quite some time now, like just how to set the framework, how to set a good structure enough that still has a lot of room for this kind of flow and spontaneity and these things. And how can we create a good enough structure that can really give birth to, support, and nurture different types of humans who are interested in becoming a regenerate entrepreneur. Yes, so we are quite in the beginning of that journey. So here in this ecosystem, as we call it now, we are just actually yesterday, we launched our first program, the first container to invite people to our ecosystem. Yes.
Right. So before we get to that, so how I take it you're working on the solar farm, you've moved now. How did the entrepreneurship come into it up to this point?
What did you say? How the entrepreneur happened,
So
or I
yeah, so
can't.
I take it when you're working the farm, where does the entrepreneurial learning come in? No, you're offered a course now. How did you start the earn living from different methods?
Just to double check you back, so I got the question right. Did you mean like how I started, like how and when did I become an entrepreneur,
Yeah, so tell me
or
about could
yes?
you've told me about the regeneration piece. Could you tell me now about the entrepreneurial piece up to now?
Yes.
How
Okay.
did you
Yes.
learn
Yes.
all your
So.
all your
Yeah, sometimes it takes a while before it enters. So the first thing is that the partner that I met 3 years ago and that I've been living and sharing my life with basically since then, he's been a social entrepreneur for I think it's over 10 years. So he came from a very entrepreneurial background, and he's from Turkey, and he had a company there and just been doing this for quite some time. So I got a lot of exposure to his world, and he was with this kind of networks. I don't know if you know Ashoka. It's a network of social enterprise entrepreneurs. But I was just very exposed to the whole entrepreneurial thing, because before coming into this, I was a little bit not so open maybe to entrepreneurship. But I got very exposed to it and very curious. So through him mostly. And then it was just 1 year ago, actually, when I started my company, because we what I have been learning from my partner, and I don't know if this is the best way yet, but from what he taught me, and I'm very open to trying it out, is to, like, at least I want to have something that is like, this is my baby, and I can have control over this. Like, I like to have a little bit of control in this life. not, yeah, just of some things. And these are the things I am good at. These are the talents that I have, and I want to earn money. And so I want to have a container, a body for that. So I start my company, and you have your company. And then we can, you know, if you need my service, you can buy them from me. And I mean, of course, in the beginning, we are doing so much, like, you do this, and we're not keeping score. It's not like that. But just this kind of idea that people have their own bodies and their own identities or whatever. And then we make, like, symbiotic exchanges in between each other. So, because sometimes I notice, like, I've been trying to do, and it may be also like, because I don't know the reason, but sometimes I don't know if I should take this example, but to make things not too slow, I at least like to, like, this, I can make the decision, and I will be the final, I am the one with the final decision power over, you know, this specific thing. If I am having this event, like, I don't need to check with everyone about every detail just so that everyone is happy and we can do it. But I am the main responsible, because in the end, someone has to be the main responsible and see it through. Huh? Ah, I'm not saying that that's how it has to be, but that's my perception. That's where I am right now. And then, you know, people can help and support, and I can ask different things from other people. So, yeah, that was how it started. So mostly, actually, since the entrepreneurial, like, since I started my company, I have mostly done job for us, of course, my partner. But, you know, like, channeling the money through his company that he channeled from other places. So I have been able to, like, he has supported me so much. With, you know, resources, not just financial, but, like, you know, just a place to stay and food and knowledge and network and money and wisdom. And there has been many things that I have really needed to have support in the beginning to make this journey. Like, I could, of course, not do it alone. So something like that. And now I am starting my own first, like, kind of product enterprise. So I'm getting into the regenerative wool business, but I'm very much in the start, so that's feels very interesting. But hopefully I can create many places to earn money, so I'm not just dependent on him, because that feels a bit fragile. Yeah, I want to have many different,
yeah, makes sense. Many streams of income, diversity of income, which is something I think we should all try. Right. So, you're offering a course, isn't it, now on the property? Do you want to tell us about that? What that course is about?
Yeah. So we don't call it a course. We say it more. So it's not like students coming in and we are the teachers. We are not seeing it like that, but more what is it called? Like a live dynamic program with where we all learn from each other. But it's more like inviting you into a container, let's say, a framework where there are some rules, there are some tools, but it's also a playground. Huh? So we all can play and experiment. And it will be like, we will all deal with real tasks and real problems and challenges that we face, and real clients or real people who need this or that. So it will be very connected to the reality of life. And it's the 3-month online program. It's a global program, so it is open for anyone in the whole world. to make it more interesting. And so that is kind of just the initiating phase to welcome people in. And that then from then on, we have the second phase, which is the follow-up phase, which we call live. So then we will invite like the people coming in and like this and want to commit to this and feel like, wow, this is an ecosystem where I benefit and where I find value. Then they're also welcome to step into the second phase, live, where we invite them to our community incubator village, so which is the property that we bought here in Sweden. And that's also in the very beginning of this journey. So it is a quite highly degraded land, and there are degraded buildings, and we are trying to create a good collaboration with the local farmers, like of how to integrate these animals and like how we can basically do regenerative dairy. And also, of course, you know, like growing vegetables and restoring buildings. And in the long run, we also want to build housing rights for people, so that it become quite a, you know, people can live here permanently, people can come here for 2 weeks, people can come here for 6 months, like people can go into this program, or people can come here to teach this, or people can come to experiment. Like I want to have a land to experiment and implement this project. Like, can I do it here? So people can come with different what they want to do. So we just make agreements with different people and different. So that's the vision. And then so in that second phase, we invite them here to learn what's going on, and that we don't know now because it's summer in quite some months. So based on what's happening then, they will come and just have a real experience and try to come up with solutions to the problems that we are facing. And if they want to, you know, like start a garden or try a chicken coop or whatever, they can also start experimenting with their own ideas, just to kind of get a creative and safe space to try things out.
Great stuff. So what's it called? It's Regen Hive company?
Regen Hive, yeah.
Yeah. So
Regen Hive, yeah.
And the program it's open is called ROPE, the Regenerative Entrepreneurship Onboarding Program.
Yes.
So a 3-month quest-based learning to start your journey into regeneration of ecosystems, economies, and communities.
Yeah.
So if I was to do that now, what would I expect? So I sign up, I enroll day one. Do you want to just talk me through what that experience would be like for me?
Yeah.
So my background is I'm a permaculture designer. So I design people's properties. And then what would your program offer someone like me?
Yeah, that's a very good question, because that's something it's mainly my partner who is the main responsible and like framing this program. And I will be kind of assisting and also a part of it. So this, I think step number one is a lot about stepping into the unknown, which I think is a big part of entrepreneurship. So it's not a set like this and this and this is what you're going to learn, because like life is changing all the time. And based also on what people come in, like what resources do we have now? What kind of talents do we have? What are people interested in? What do people want to do? What are people contributing to the table? Like who are the, So based on that, the content will kind of reveal itself in a way. But what I think is that at least you can say that you will become a part of a group of people. So it is kind of a group of people who are interested in regeneration and who want to become, maybe some already are entrepreneurs and they just want to take it deeper and meet the new network or whatever.
And it's just, I should add there, it's free. Is that right?
It is free, yes.
Yeah, so it's
So
free 8 hours a week,
that
yeah.
is, yeah. And I love that because one of the reasons is through my journey, I've always had such a struggle with like being able to afford buying a course or a program or whatever. And when I finally did, like I had to work so long before I could do it. And so we know also, like if you're a, this is our, this program is not just for younger, but I would assume, I'm not sure, but that many younger people are looking for a path. They want to do something meaningful and they haven't saved up. They don't have a big budget. They don't have a career maybe yet, so they can buy. So they are people who don't have a lot of resources, and they are the people we want to invest in and want to support and nurture. And the way we are hoping for a return is that they will one day establish, you know, a good company that we have good, you know, we may have shares in the company, or we may just exchange things, and their company may benefit our company. So it's a in investment in ecology and, you know, like yeah, many different returns, not just so we see it as a an investment in people.
Yeah, so you're building this community, and you hope through that community that
Yeah,
enterprises will
exactly.
grow, and
Yes.
you have the land, the community, and then you can invite people on. So if I was there and I wanted to try a certain enterprise that you could provide the land, I would try it on your place. That sounds
Exactly.
great. So it's
And also just one little thing, like it's all based on, I mean, not anyone can come and try whatever they want. So it's also a bit of based on agreements, you know, like
yeah.
so it's there are some guidelines and some structure and
Yeah, so it has to
but
tie
it's
in.
not.
I think, what does he say? It has to tie in with your overall vision. That
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
was
If
a...
someone wants to come and try something, I mean, that is maybe not aligned with the regenerative vision. Yeah, but I see it, you hear it from.
Great. And what's the commitment? How many hours a week?
I think it was 8, huh? So I think it is 3 hours online and then approximate 5 hours of self-committed. And I mean, there is no like exactly this is how much, but just to set a kind of 8 hours a week to commit to getting into this tasks and or quests. Sounds much more fun than tasks.
Yeah, that sounds great. My problem is getting the 3 or 4 hours a week getting in there. That was certainly
Some people have much more time than others, so yeah.
yeah. So I actually would take it, only a chock-a-block.
I can
So trying to get
understand.
this podcast done. That's even getting tight now in my time.
Yeah, I can realize, and it's a lot of work, and there's so much to be done, and I like, yeah, there are so many people needed in this field, I think, that so that we can help each other out, and yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we're here for, is basically talk about careers, business, education, so that, and like, so your program, basically, it's something I would say would be useful to someone who's just starting out in permaculture or got their PDC and wants to look into more what they could do. I think it's a good thing to
Exactly.
get together in that community and throw ideas about and have that network peer support, because it's one of the things that when I started it as a designer was definitely I started at Food Forest Abundance, and it was nice having that big team of designers there, and you sort of fall into a group of two or three. It's nice having that peer support there. So
Yeah, for
I
sure.
still turn to them, throw ideas about, which is really good. And just for if I'm currently working for Food Forest Abundance, so if anybody wants a free 30-minute strategy session on their property, the link's in the description. Just sort of get that in
Yeah.
there.
Great.
So we provide a free 30-minute strategy session on basically just your property, looking at what you want to do. If you want to get a food forest design, or you just want to know what can you do, what the possibilities are with your property. So that's a service we provide, free 30-minute consult. So what's your own plans for yourself? Have you any plans for any more courses, or is there anything that you've identified within yourself? You go, I want to learn more about that.
Oh my God, there are so many things. There are so many things. Where to start?
I know that's the same as me. I keep seeing these courses come up, like Verge have just announced a green passive greenhouse course. Like, oh, that looks great. And then I seen another course
Yeah.
then it's like, oh, the soil course, that looks great.
Yeah. I mean, I am mostly interested in the things that are going on, like directly connected to the land. So I'm looking forward to inviting people here and you know, doing the land work, and I'll say. So one thing I am very excited about is this process of like taking down trees, because where we are at, in some places, like the trees are so tightly grown that nothing else can grow. It's just a monoculture of tightly grown trees. So like we want to open up some space to make place for other species to thrive and live. And the process of taking down the trees and making them into planks or logs and then building a house from them, like that is the process that I'm really looking forward to, learning how to build a home. Wow, that will be so amazing. Like learning how to build a, what do you call them, chicken coops, yeah, that you can move around. Getting my first chickens, or my the community's first chicken also, or however it will be. Like me personally is also quite excited about learning how to make a garden, because that's not my strong side. And what kind of vegetables can you grow in those these very harsh and cold climates? And of course also, yeah.
I take it you've heard of Richard Perkins.
Yes,
Yeah, so
I have heard of
I
it.
have his book. It's very good for Sweden.
Yeah, right?
Very
Yeah.
detailed.
For sure. That's he got some experience, yeah. Even if he's living in a quite I think he's living in a warmer zone, so it's even colder here.
Oh,
But
wow.
of course some things you can still, yeah, exactly. So that, and just also like how to build relationships with landowners and to be able to not buy their land but tap into, and you know, like, hey, can we do this the kind of regenerative project here, and like building these relationships, and so those things I am excited to invite people to come and also to learn, and also this like relational things and like how we can, you know, be, because I've been quite a loner wolf, but I'm learning more and more and how to be safe around and with people, and how to be safe in my own body and how to be authentic, because there has been quite a lot of like layers I feel like I had to peel off to just be okay with show my true self. So also a lot about this, like how can we create a space where we feel safe with each other, like how can we communicate in ways that are not harming our relationship, but they are also, you know, making us trust each other more, and all these things. So kind of circles. I went a woman circle program, where it was a lot about this sharing our insides and creating safe spaces. And so that is also things I'm looking forward to share with the people coming here.
This all sounds exciting. Anna, is there anything else you'd like to add now before we go? Our last pitch.
No, I think not. I'm just very happy to be in here. This is the first time I've been invited to speak in a podcast, so I see it as like a milestone, and it really made my day. Like I've been living on this energy. It was really, really nice. I'm really grateful that you invited me, and yeah, it's good work that you're doing, and
Thank you. Thanks for
thanks.
sharing. Definitely worthwhile sharing. Anna, thanks very much. And so we have a course at the minute running as well, PDCD Professional. So if you go to PDCD2Pro.com, links in the description, basically teaching digital design. So if you're used to sketching your designs and you want to digitize them, we just take you a course how to do Affinity, and then we talk things about like some technology stacks. So it's digital design and technology, basically. So if anybody's interested, the link's in the description. Anna, thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to chat to you, and we'll leave all your links as well in the description. If anybody's interested, check out the website and go meet Anna.
Thank you so much. And maybe it's my time to take that PDC soon. I saw it was quite a good price as well. So maybe it's time soon.
Yeah, we do the PDC Pro, but there is other PDCs out there. We're not quite there yet, the PDC. So Yeah, no, we don't do a PDC. It's like after your PDC.
Okay.
So in the PDC, they don't teach you digital design, they teach you the theory.
Okay.
It's based on the 72-hour Bill Mollison course. So mm-hmm. I did mine's online, like Jeff Lawton's with Jeff Lawton. So you can do our online with Verge This is basically then teaching you how to, so you can sketch. The PDC teaches you to look at patterns, water, a lot of stuff. So yeah. It's like if you want to become a designer, then after our course teaches you how to the basics of digital design. So to be paid as a professional, a lot of it's just to make your designs look nice, put them on the computer.
Nice. So it's a good follow-up.
Yeah, so it's like a follow-up, and I just like companies like Grow Your Grass Off have certified it. They say that if they get a designer with that certificate, they give us a recommendation, basically a testimonial. So we're trying to get it like a post-grad certificate to basically say that you're at a certain level of design. Now we do assess your plant selections for the correct zone. So although we don't teach that stuff, you don't get your certificate until you're able to demonstrate good, solid design. So it has to be practical. So we do look at you need pollinators there. So it's like sometimes you need two apples, so they self-pollinate. Have you built your gills correctly? Zone appropriate, climate appropriate. So your design has to be solid as a professional design. So
much to learn in this life, huh?
Yeah, isn't there? Yeah. Where do you start?
Yes.
Anna, thanks very much. It's been great.
Thank you so much, and all the best. Good luck.
Cheers.